You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker here at 8 a.m. on your favorite community, culture, and music station. That's 89.3 KUVO Denver and 88.5 KVJZ Vail and 89.7 in Breckenridge. You can listen from anywhere and anytime at KUVO.org. Tell a friend, neighbor, and your family members that the Gospel Train also rolls out every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at Denver Open Media 92.9 FM on your dial. And you can also check us out online during the week at Dawes 2000 for a moment of inspiration. Well, this is the first Sunday in February, and the Gospel Train, of course, will continue to celebrate Black History Month. Bringing you the best of great gospel music that's right here on KUVO. So stay with us as the Gospel Train rolls down the track. We're coming to you with a blessing.
Legacies that have been passed down to us, that Dr. Martin Luther King, on the day that he was assassinated, asked that this song be sung, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
Mm-hmm. precious Lord, take my
Hi, this is Eric Marienthal, and you're listening to Jazz 89 KUVO and 88.5 KVJZ Vail, the oasis in the city.
And another long week I have to face. So many problems I have to solve. So much going on. It seems like there is never enough money to do all the things that I have to do. I sit down and I wonder, I'm gonna make it, what am I gonna do?
Look to the hills, from whence comes my help. All of my help coming from the
body. Lord, what is this? What is it now? I've got to go down to see my doctor. Got to see what's going on. I can't afford to get sick. It's not the right time. Oh, please, not now, Lord. So many depending on me. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna look to the hills from which comes my help. All of my help, it comes. It's gonna get better for me.
just look to the hills and be blessed. Lord, you said
in your word
that
I could bring my cares to you.
Hi there, Mike Wolfson here. Join me Mondays at 8 p.m. for The Nightbeat. We'll take a listen to everything from classic jazz, 70s fusion, modern jazz, and of course, some serious funk music. At 8:30, my Wolfie's Wax Museum segment features selections from an interesting album not in the KUVO library, and we'll enjoy musical memories from the past. Every Monday night at 8 p.m., only on KUVOJazzKUVO.org.
Sunday nights, on the night side, you might hear...
Miles Monk, Bird, Dizzy Gillespie, and Train. Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Mingus, and the Duke wrote music, books, and poetry that had the power to change our musical written word. They walked the walk, baby, and bebop the talk.
Sunday nights at 8. See you on the night side with Andy O on Kubo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Stop by to see and have a little chat with the Colorado Black Arts Festival, the Cultural Caravan, in collaboration with the Source Theater Company. They're going to be presenting an evening on the history of African American music during Black History Month, and this is with music and invigorating narratives. So the program will feature some of the Denver area's critically acclaimed musicians and vocalists, and we want to share a moment with you. So I was able to have a chance to talk to Flo Ayers from the Colorado Black Arts Festival, and of course Jimmy Walker, who is the director. Hello to both of you.
Well, good evening.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I am so excited about this Black History Month. It's musical that you guys are doing. So Jimmy, why don't you start and tell us all about it, since you're the director of this. How did you come about doing all of this? And this is your first year, right?
This is the first time I've been able to work with the Colorado Black Arts Festival on a project of this magnitude and this stylings. And what it is a brief history of African American music, and it covers the years of prior to us coming to the U.S. continent, and from 1619, which is a slave period, all the way up until 1920, which is the era of ragtime.
Okay.
Well, that's great. So you have two shows that are going to be that you're performing. Tell me all about it. Tell me how you developed it and how you created all of this.
Well, I can probably tell you about when and where, Deborah.
Okay.
We're going to have two performances. One's going to be at the D.L. Parsons Theater on February the 7th, and the doors will open at 7 p.m. And on Friday, February 14th, at the Bloomfield Auditorium, and the doors will open at 7 p.m.
Okay. So D.L. Parsons Theater, that's in North Glen on February 7th, right?
That's right.
And the other one will be in Broomfield February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, right?
They can make a evening of dinner and theater.
Yes, that's great.
Those guys can get, make some real good points. You know, put your, you know, their loved one after dinner and then for theater or vice versa.
Okay, well, we're going to, you know, bless some of our community because we are going to give away some of these tickets, okay? I can do that for you as we go around the world of the gospel train. So tell me some more about how this all was created.
Well,
I'll talk just for a second here about how we kind of came together. The Source Theater Company and the Colorado Black Arts Festival, I was approached by Flo to try to do a collaboration to try to bring these musical stylings together in a theatrical form. Back in October or even early as August, I started working on doing some research to bring some of the musical stylings and some of the musicians and artists together to try to create a program that would give some understanding of the origins of how music and its foundations were created in this country, based on the slaves and their experience from not only their ancestors, but their bondage here in this country.
Okay, so you're going through slave music, field holler, work songs, lullabies, spirituals, Underground Railroad, ragtime, the whole nine yards, bring us up and kind of preserving and perpetuating our African-American history.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Okay, so give me some more added information about it. Flo, I mean, how did you embrace this?
Well, like Jimmy said, you know, I've been kind of thinking about, you know, doing a collaboration with the Source Theater for some time now. And it's become a reality, and we're really happy about that. In addition to being entertained, you know, I want the audience, you know, the reason I want to do this project is because I want to educate our youth on the real roots of African-American music. You know, many times you see the performers, you know, singers, musicians, black musicians go on shows or they're interviewed and they say, the interviewer says, wow, did you get this from the black church? And it makes me cringe because I want them to know that the earliest forms of African-American music were imported with the slaves themselves on the African continent. You know, they also brought their instruments. And I think it's important for our youth to know that regardless of ethnicity, who the true innovators of our music are, of the music, rather than to connect with. So, you know, the contributions of African-American music is so vast. So we're going to do this project in three installments.
Oh, great.
As we said, the first installment is going to cover the period from 1600 to the 1900s. And I believe that we're going to take the audience on a musical journey from slavery to prohibition. And I believe that the music is diverse and engaging, and it provides a compelling soundtrack to U.S. history in general.
So I think this is going to be a great program. I want folks to come out and see it.
Well, great. Well, we definitely want to encourage everyone to come out and enjoy this African-American experience. Jimmy, you developed the Source Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been in existence?
Source Theater Company grows out of the roots of the Ulippians Theater Company as well as the Shadow Theater Company.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been in existence for about 7 years now. We're in residence at Su Teatro Cultural and Performing Arts Center, and we do most of our performances, anywhere from 2 to 3 performances there a year, in terms of full-length shows that we develop. We generally do pieces that are developed by local artists as well as original work. And so that's kind of our distinction, is trying to give those artists who may not have a platform an opportunity to develop and create their work in a professional theater setting. So that's, we've been there for about 7 years.
Oh, great. Okay, so Flo, how can the audience get more tickets or more information about these two events that you're having in February 7th and February 14th?
That's correct. They can go to the Colorado Black Arts Festival website, and that's colbaf.org, .com, I guess. And they can find out information, some of the same stuff we've been talking about today, and they can purchase tickets for both performances on our website.
Okay, that's www.colbaf.org, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What about a phone number? Do you have a phone number?
They can reach me, the Colorado Black Arts Festival, at 303-328-5734.
5734. Okay, great. So we are going to bless our community with some giveaway tickets. So are there any added information that you might want to leave with us?
How about you, Jimmy? I just want to tell folks to just come on out. You know, this is going to be a great program, you know, under direction of the Jimmy Walker and his and the Source Theater Company. You know, Jimmy's been around for some time. As you said, he started out with the Ulippians, and now he's with the Source Theater Company. And he's got a lot of years behind him, and so it's going to be a great show.
Yes, right. I think Flo said it very well, and I'm really excited about the performance. I hope that everyone gets a chance to come out and see this and help us progress this on and keep this history alive.
Yes. Well, we will do everything that we can, and you know, KUBO, KBJZ, we will be there in support of you guys and the Gospel Train as we ride through. That's right, going to the homes of each and every person here in Colorado and around the world. We will, of course, send your message. Thank you guys so much for joining the Gospel Train, and now it's time to give away a couple tickets, you think?
That's great.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, if you are interested in going to, of course, this event on February 14th, as Valentine's Day, for, of course, tickets for a nice play, and, of course, you can have dinner, you can give me a call here at 303-291-0666. That's 303-291-0666, and I have some tickets for you as we play a little Lee Williams and continue as the Gospel Train rolls down the track. Give me a call.
A policeman traveling through this land. He's serving a death notice to every woman and man. next thing I would do. Just as sure you are sitting here tonight, one day he's got a one for you. But you know what?
Can't run.
Can't hide.
No, there's
need.
no need
to try. Jesus is a lawyer, one that never lost a case. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run.
Can't hide. No need.
There's no need.
No need to try. Don't know.
We don't know when
or
how he's coming.
You
just can't.
One
get
more
by.
Thing you see. You'll take the babies from his mother's breast. He'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need,
no need,
don't need to try. Your number, he knows where you live, knows when you leave and when you come home. Can't run, you can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah, said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. 'Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your...
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. So if you want two tickets to, of course, the history of the Black Arts Festival that they're giving away, the Colorado Black Arts Festival, the history of African American music promo for Valentine's Day. That's right. You can give me a call. I still have a couple of tickets left right here at 303-291-0666 as we continue to roll down the track and bring you a blessing. Keep it locked right there on the Gospel Train.
Hi, I'm Andy O, host of The Nightside every Sunday night from 8 till round midnight. From Armstrong to Zorn to Angelo to Zapruder, it's a rare thing on radio, poetry and all that jazz. Each set becomes a sonic adventure, radio theater of the mind. Sunday nights at 8. See ya on the night side on Kubo Jazz, KUBO.org.
Come on, everybody clap your hands in the air. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we can't help but to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, with your brother and your sister. Everybody give a praise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Come on. How good and pleasant.
How good and pleasant it is when we're both together in unity.
And praise the Lord.
And
to do. Everybody say praise.
Praise the Lord.
Because he's good, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And he's so worthy.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Say it one more time.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, come on. Once again, clap your hands. What a joy it is to come into the house of the Lord. One more time.
a blessing, they come down.
Bye.
been on air with Kuvo since November, and I'm loving every minute of it. Now, we're doing something different with this drive, and we're taking donations early. We're trying to get as close as possible to our goal of $125,000. So please give now, give early. Tell us you're all in for Kuvo at KUVO.org.
We want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, we want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New breed.
It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. Is it next?
All things are new.
All things are new.
All things are new.
All things are new.
We're brought some friends along to just encourage you a little further. James Fortune.
This is for someone right now.
I know it's darkest.
Yes.
Just before dawn.
It's not easy right now.
This might be the hardest season you experience.
I've been there.
It hurts.
But it won't last.
Won't be too long.
Won't be too long.
Because you are
closer than you think.
You may not see it yet.
Yeah.
Come on, Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
Say it's not over.
It's not over.
It's not finished.
It's not
the end yet.
It's not
it. Your story's not over. This is only.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God.
All things are new. All things are new.
In the spirit, I sense something starting to move.
Something is moving.
Everything is turning around.
It's
getting better. Seasons are changing.
KUVO is pleased to welcome the Coble family, who have joined the long list of legacy investors to support our move to the Buell Public Media Center in 2020. At that time, our broadcast studio will be officially named the KUVO Coble Studio. Please join us in thanking the Coble family for their support of the music and understanding the importance of jazz.
Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the KUVO studios, and that's right, we are headed for a move right here in Denver, but we're all coming together, and sometimes change shatters your comfort zone, but it's okay because it's always good and God is always in control. There will be a 3-on-3 game, that's right, that's a Denver Public School with Abraham Lincoln High School. That's March 15th. At 11 o'clock a.m., that's a Sunday, and you definitely want to be there. They're going to have different teams playing, and it's you can register by March 6th. I'll be bringing you more information about that, but Abraham Lincoln High School is at 2285 South Federal Boulevard. So if you play basketball and you want to be a part of the DPS Alumni Basketball Tournament, then, of course, I'll be bringing you more information about that coming up. So remember, our prayers and blessings go out to Kobe's family and all of those that were in that tragic accident, and may God bless them and heal their hearts and carry them through this trying time. Also, today is the Super Bowl, so be safe, have fun, and may the best team win. Remember, go with God in all of your ways, And of course, share all of those blessings that you have with God, with each and every person that you meet, because God is going to not only bless you, but he'll carry those blessings on. Just smile at somebody, you know, that'll make a difference. Well, in this house are many, many mansions, and of course, I want to send blessings out to your house. So here's none other than Dorinda Clark. She's going to take us home.
You don't need no ticket, just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.